And that leads us directly to a pretty cool event that's coming up this weekend. It's going to be Opening Doors of Opportunity, a gala to benefit Empowerment, Inc., at 6:30 on Saturday in the Hampton Inn, right? 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the Hampton Inn in Carrboro. And joining us now to correct my time and tell me about it, direct from Empowerment, Inc., one of our favorites, Dolores Bailey. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron. Good afternoon. Nice to be here.
And what is going to be happening at Opening Doors of Opportunity? This is going to be a really cool event.
It is going to be a cool event. We are celebrating 19 years of working in the community and empowering communities and housing and businesses. On Saturday, we're going to have Opening Doors. We're going to talk about things that we have done for folks throughout the year 2015 and things that we're going to do in the coming years.
So for people who don't know, what is Empowerment, Inc.? You do a lot of work.
We do, Aaron. We have three legs to our stool. We're empowering communities and individuals around affordable rentals, affordable housing, community organizing, and small businesses, economic development. We have a small business incubator called the Midway Business Center that's located on North Graham Street in Chapel Hill. And we are constantly working in communities that are underserved with small voices, helping to make their voices bigger.
So what is the role that Empowerment plays? And we've talked about this. There was, I think affordable housing was a little bit of an issue during the election campaign this year. And a lot of the talk was that there needs to be a very large sort of community effort to make affordable housing a reality in our community. And that involves government agencies working together with private organizations, businesses, nonprofits. What's the role that Empowerment plays in all of that?
Affordable housing is always going to be an issue in Orange County until we all work together, as you just mentioned. What Empowerment does is when we started in 1996, we started working with communities first. As we grew the communities and worked in the communities, helped bring them back to themselves and use their voice, as I mentioned before, we started renovating homes, buying homes, and selling them back to low to moderately income people. And that way creating home ownership and giving people something to hold on to. In about 2005, that switched to affordable rentals. We now own 40 affordable rentals throughout Orange County, and we are proud to say that we rent to all kinds of people. And that's the grocery store person. That's the person that drives the bus. That's the assistant school teacher. We even accept housing choice vouchers. So Empowerment's role in the affordable housing piece of this is about increasing the inventory that regular people can live in, live, work, and send their children to school in this Orange County system where everybody loves to be.
Well, the gala is coming up this Saturday at the Hampton Inn and Suites in Carrboro. It's called the Opening Doors of Opportunity Gala. And we're speaking with Dolores Bailey of Empowerment, Inc. What is going to go on at this gala? What bands are be playing? What can people expect to see?
We are going to have a fantastic time at the Hampton Inn. We will have food provided by Hickory Tavern, so we'll be right next door.
I'm sold
we're
already.
There you go. We will have jazz by Moments Notice Duo, and then we will have bluegrass and lots of jazz, more jazz, and music from New Orleans by the Rhonda Robichaud Band. And they are actually Blues Challenger winners from Durham. In 2012, they won the Blues Challenge in Durham.
Nice.
And so we are going to be dancing. There'll be raffles. We will have, we're going to stick with the theme of doors, so we will have raffle items in the Golden Door area, the Platinum Door area, the Red Door area, and people will be able to buy raffle tickets, and there'll be a silent auction, and there'll be food, and there'll be dancing, and there will be fun.
How can people get in on this?
They can either go to our website, to the Empowerment Inc. website, and purchase a ticket there. They're $50, $85 for a couple, or they can purchase a ticket at the door that evening. The event starts at 7. We'll be there until 11.
And the website, I'm pulling it up right now, but what is the website?
It's empowerment.inc.nc.org.
Okay. There's a dash in there, right? Empowerment Inc. NC.org. So head there. You can learn all you need and want to know about Empowerment and about Empowerment Inc., which, again, terrific organization, does a lot of great work here in our community. And you can get more information, including ticket information and everything else you need to know about the Opening Doors of Opportunity Gala, which is coming up this Saturday at the Hampton Inn and Suites, 7 p.m. Speaking with Dolores Bailey of Empowerment Inc. and And before we let you go, for people, again, who are just getting a sense of what Empowerment Inc. does, how big of an organization is it? How many people work for or with you? And
we are an organization of about 5 full-time employees, but about 100 volunteers.
Wow.
Lots of people come by and are offering their time and their energy because they believe in what Empowerment does, which is helping community at all level, the whole community.
EmpowermentInc-NC.org is the website. Go there, learn about Empowerment, the work it does. You can get volunteer info, you can get donation info, and you can get tickets to the Opening Doors of Opportunity Gala. Really cool event this Saturday, 7 o'clock, Hampton Inn & Suites.
Y'all come.
Dolores Bailey, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.